Front porch philosopher. I snore. That is a secret shame of mine. Snoring is the cause of many an embarrassing event. When I used to go on trips and had to share a room, I would try to stay awake until my roommate was asleep, so I did not disturb their rest. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea over 10 years ago. Then I did a sleep study at home. I got a CPAP machine after a few false starts. The first time I went to look at machines, it was a nightmare. The referral was to a place in Mobile where the halls were lined up with walkers and bedside commodes. I wondered what I was doing there. The man who was supposed to be helping me brought in this suitcase-looking thing that was their version of the CPAP machine. When I saw it, I went through the roof. I could not see myself dragging that monstrosity around. When I asked him to show me something else, he said that was all he had. I uttered an oath and left. I understood why he had all those walkers and porta-potties there. His customers were the very elderly that didn't get out of the house much. It didn't matter if their machines were not portable. They were the gullible elderly that just took what they were given and were content. I was not among the frail elderly, so I just cussed and left. I went back to the person who did my sleep study. My sleep study was handled at home. It was just a device that I plugged into the wall and put an apparatus on my finger for 3 nights to check my breathing. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea and prescribed a machine. When I asked her why she sent me to the hellhole for a machine, she said they were good to work with and responsive. I guess so, they probably didn't have any other customer. They probably got the discontinued models that were being unloaded. When I got to checking around, I found that there were all kinds of other CPAP machines on the market. I ended up with a much smaller model that had a detachable water reservoir. After one night with that thing making more noise than my snoring, I permanently detached mine for good. It was much easier to carry without the water reservoir. Also, the water reservoirs have to be cleaned often to prevent mold. They are a lot more trouble than they are worth. After 10 years of dragging the CPAP machine around, I saw an ad on Facebook, of all places, for something called an Inspire, which is a device that you can have installed like a pacemaker for your heart that regulates your breathing. You start it up with a remote control. It will keep you from having to drag a CPAP around. I decided I wanted one of those. Since it had been so long since I had a sleep study, I had to get another one to see if I qualified. Up until recently, there had been a sleep lab at the hospital in Grove Hill, but it had closed down, so I had to be scheduled to the sleep lab in Selma. I went last week. It was like going to a cheap motel with a whole bunch of wires attached to your body. They attach electrodes to your body with a bunch of gunky salve. They had your room bugged with a sound device so they could monitor your sounds. If you had to go to the bathroom, they would come and unhook you except for a thing you wore around your neck to monitor you. I didn't feel like I slept a wink, but the technician assured me that I did. I felt like I had been dragged through a briar patch backwards. I was pronounced still having sleep apnea, so apparently, I would be eligible for an Inspire. I had gotten on the internet and found 2 board-certified ENT doctors who could do the job when my results are sent to them. I will now become another miracle of modern science. I have been one before. I had RK surgery back in the 1990s for my nearsightedness. It fixed me. It was before laser surgery came along. I hope this procedure will work just well as that did for me. I am anxious to undergo this latest remedy for snoring. Maybe I can get rid of this secret shame without dragging along machinery. I will keep you updated as the saga goes along. Wish me luck that I can travel without raising the rafters and rattling the walls.